Long-term mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level in more than 30 years. The housing finance agency Freddie Mac reported today that the average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 6.15%, the lowest rate since the agency started keeping track in 1971. Experts say the falling mortgage rates should provide some life support for an otherwise struggling economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
This week's record-low mortgage rates are the flip side of generally disappointing economic news. Chief economist Lynn Reeser of Bank of America Capital Management says the falling rates are a happy byproduct of nervous investors' behavior.
This is a silver lining of the weakness we've seen in the stock market. Basically, interest rates fall when the economy is weak and they rise when the economy is strong. When people are worried about the stock market, they move into bonds and that drives interest rates down.
Reeser says eventually that exodus from stocks into bonds should reverse itself once falling interest rates help to energize the sluggish economy. She says one obvious winner is the housing market, where home sales are already running at a record high this year.
Housing has been one of the strengths of the U.S. economy, and mortgage rates this low will keep housing affordable for many Americans.
That's important because people who buy homes often buy furniture, appliances, and landscaping as well, boosting other sectors of the economy. What's more, many current homeowners have been refinancing their existing mortgages. Senior economist Michael Swanson of Wells Fargo says the record low rates will encourage that trend, keeping already busy mortgage brokers working even harder.
For most homeowners, this is a great way to find a lower monthly payment on their house. So if they're not spending their money on their house payments, they're going to be spending on something else, maybe a nicer car, maybe paying down some of the other short-term debt that has higher interest rates on it. And, you know, it just makes it easier to do when you have low interest rates, giving you that incentive to get out there and refinance.
A survey by the Federal Reserve found most people who refinance to tap into their home's equity do so wisely, spending the newfound money on home improvements or other investments. Swanson warns it's possible home sales and refinancings will suffer when mortgage rates bounce back up to more normal levels. But as another economist says, were it not for low mortgage rates and the consumer spending they make possible, we might already be in a double-dip recession. Scott Horsley, NPR News.